It's that time again.
You've now entered the No Sales Zone. No Sales Zone. With Chris Frax,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome
CF,
the plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is the Fresh Sales Approach. Tonight, we're going to be talking about tankless water heater flushes, how to do them. We're actually going to do one live on the show. But before we get too far into that, I want to say what's up to Mr. Noss in the house. I'm pulling up the show with you guys right here so I can kind of see who's on here with us. But we got my boy Dan Ramirez in the house. Says, yo, good to see you, my man. Frankie Lamelli, CF, what's up? He says, good to see you, my man, out of California, out of the great West Coast. Good to see our, So good to see all of you guys on here. It's always good to see everyone on here. It's always fun to come on here and talk to you guys and talk with you guys as you guys come and we go back and forth. It's always good. And tonight we got a special guest, as usual, for Techie Tuesdays. We got my boy Lance Ball coming on here in just a few minutes. And we're going to be bringing him on and we're going to be doing this tankless flush. But before we go too far into this, I want to make sure you guys get subscribed to the show. If you've never subscribed to the show or you think you're subscribed to the show, but you don't seem to get alerts, go ahead and type subscribe into the comments right now. We'll get you a Facebook Messenger to confirm you're a human. You'll respond to that and boom, you're subscribed to the show that constantly brings value. I try to give you guys as much knowledge as I can. I try to share as much as I know with you guys on each and every show. Kevin Todd Holbrook, good to see you. In fact, today earlier, I was at a shop out on the west side of Indianapolis. Got a chance to meet with some longtime customers of mine face-to-face. It's always fun to do, and it's always great to meet the faces that I'm serving, the people that I'm serving. I got to meet the techs. We did a morning meeting. We had a little bit of training time and just really dove into some price book and stuff like that, and always enjoy doing that stuff because that's why I'm here. I want to help you guys get where you're trying to get. Now, a lot of people ask me why I do this. To be honest with you, it's really for the customer. It's so I can get the customer a better experience. I can only go out and do so many calls. So maybe if I could give you guys the information I have, you can then give customers a better experience. And therefore, I'm helping as many people as possible. And that's why I do this. So make sure you get subscribed to the show. Scott says, what's up, brother? Kevin says, 25 Plumbing in the house. Good to see you as well. Who else we got on here? I'm having a little bit of trouble getting the actual feed up for some reason. My own internet doesn't want to work. So I can't watch the show with you guys, but I can definitely see the comments. Fresh and Lance TK says, good to always see TK. And then, of course, there he is, Chuck Barron, loving the beat as usual. My boy Chucky in the house. He says, hold on, let me crank up this beat. Always good to see you. And he says, value. I've been hanging out with Frankie a little bit more recently. He's become a new client. We've been working with him on a more intentional basis. And really cool to see the success that people have when they apply this stuff, when they go out there. And it's interesting. And Frankie will be one, a quick one to tell you to say, hey, look, you know, it's not a sales thing. It doesn't even feel like I'm selling. I feel like I'm walking into these sales and the customers are selling themselves. And the truth is that the customers are selling themselves. Our job is not to convince these people. Our job is not to get these people to do what we want them to do. Our job is to give them options and allow them to make choices. And so that's what we do. If you want more information on that, if you're a plumbing business owner and you want to know, like, how do I crank it up? How do I fire this thing up? Why am I not getting the results that I'm hearing about on this show or that I'm seeing on the internet? Well, I'll tell you what, type ebook into the comments right now, E-B-O-O-K, and I'll give you guys a free downloadable ebook. And this is not one of those ebooks that gives you a little bit of information and actually no training. I actually, in the ebook, it's a digital ebook, you're going to get the three lies that you're being told. I'm going to give you the answers and links to other shows where I've covered this stuff and give you like actual meat, like something you can apply. So grab the ebook, type ebook into the comments. Steven in the house says 806 Route 66 in the house. Hey, that's really cool. That's Christy and BJ Tijerina, out of a power couple out of Amarillo, Texas. They used to be known as Plumbing Specialists. You guys may have heard of them, Plumbing Specialists. They just recently changed their name to Route 66 Plumbing. Really cool name, out of Amarillo, Texas, right off Route 66. Totally makes sense. That's why they did it. Genius, if you will. That's a good thing to think about when you're naming your plumbing company. Like, how can you be culture, right? Culture, we talk about culture all the time. How can we be our community? How can we be within our community? And we talk about that really in everything we do. Almost every single thing We do. I guess I'm not going to be able to watch the show with you guys tonight. That's all right. You guys watch the show. I'll just talk. All right. So here in a minute, we're going to bring up Lance. Before I do that, I also want to just mention me and Lance are doing a school. I think the first one sold out, but we got another one coming up in June. Type school. You can also just reach out to us, but type school. It's a water heater and a water softener school. It covers everything from the 101 basics of a water heater, tanks, tankless, power vents, all the way electric, gas, all the way into water conditioning systems, water softeners, salted, unsalted, and the differences between them, how you install them, how you repair them, how you diagnose them. So it's a lot of tech training. And then it's also the service side of things, you know, how to value stack that and how to help see the value. Like where, when does it make sense to replace? When does it make sense to upgrade? And allowing the customer to make that decision and giving you guys the tools you need to be able to do that. So that school is coming up. I think next week we start our first class for this month. And then June, we start our second class. But I think next week's class is full. But either way, type school. We'll reach out to get you some information. He says, CF will put you on game. He says, eye and ear opener tips and tricks. And he's talking about that weekly training that we do that he's a part of. My boy, George Sperlin says, yo. And of course, good to see you. Mr. Graham in the house says, hello, everyone. All right. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring my boy up. Who wants to learn about tankless flushes tonight? Who wants to know how to do them and also why they're so important? And I know, Lance, you're going to show us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Party time.
Wow, there's such a delay between you talking and me hearing. So this will be fun. We'll see how this plays out. But he says, happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de quarantine. I mean, it's just been like, just, you can't even do that then.
You'll have to cook your own burritos this year.
Now you can hear the can pop, but I don't drink, folks. This is a Mountain Dew. It's a Kickstarter. I'm not a drinker. Everybody asks me, what happened to the monsters? Hey, I opened my eyes up. I'm open-minded too. I tell all of you guys to be open-minded. I'm open-minded. I changed. Didn't know I wanted it until I found it. And then so there's the two Graham brothers in the house, Brandon Graham Freshness. He totally gets this stuff. We talk about this all the time, about the idea of value and service. Tonight, we're going to go a little more tech on them, and we're going to talk about this water, tankless water heater flush. Now, flushes have been this in the plumbing industry, this mystical service that some companies offer and some companies don't. Some plumbers they don't think they're necessary, but some plumbers also don't think that softeners are necessary, so I guess whatever. But let me ask you this. What will a flush do in general for a water heater? And then we'll get into tankless in a second. But just in general, what will you're the professional. You're out there in the field every single day. What's this difference maker for a flush? What's it do?
It extends the life of the machine itself. I mean, you're flushing it out. You're getting any debris that might be sticking on the sidewalls or taking out an anode rod or taking out the heating element itself if it's an electric water heater. You're flushing all that out. You're taking all that hardness out. It's good to flush. It's just like cleaning your body. If you never cleaned your body, you would be stinky and you would be fat. And I mean, you just never take care of your body. It's going to wear down. It's the same thing with the water heater. Same concept. You're just flushing it out. You're getting it a good clean. Doctors will tell you that that fasting is good for your body. And then the same thing goes for water heaters.
So there's a lot of truth to the idea of flushing out this water heater and extending the life. I've seen a lot of water heaters, especially out in the Midwest, where you go three or four, maybe five years into it, and all of a sudden they've got, you know, 5 gallons of sand, of sediment in the bottom. And so this flushing it out every single year really gives you that opportunity to keep that from happening. That's absolutely a fact. And if anybody disagrees with that, you're just wrong on this one, because things build up. There's an anode rod in this thing for a reason. Like they don't, you know, it's in there for a reason. So this is how I want everyone to look. When I am talking to my customers and I'm explaining these things to my customer, I'm not talking about it in a plumbing. So this is how I explain the difference between a tank and a tankless and the flushes. I'll say, look, the water coming into the tank water heater is kind of like a riverbed. It's you know, 3/4 inch line, 1 inch line, and it's like a riverbed, and water's flowing through there, and there's debris in the bottom of the riverbed that's kind of being moved down the riverbed and eventually ends up into the lake. And that's what your tank water heater is like. It's like a big lake. So now all of a sudden this debris ends up in the bottom of your lake, and that's fine, but over time it eventually becomes a problem. Well, in a tankless, it's not going from a riverbed into a lake. It's going from a riverbed broken up into smaller streams. And so one pebble that would have not made an issue in the riverbed and definitely wouldn't have made an issue in the tank, in the lake, so to speak, in this analogy, will absolutely just shut down the tankless. It'll clog up one of the lines, eventually can cause flow pressure, can cause all kinds of flow issues, pressure issues, all kinds of other things. So Lance, what's the worst situation you've seen with a tankless? Just like you walk into it and what's it look like?
Was this last year, me and Tanner went to a job and the lady had never cleaned the tankless water here at all. And there's a flow sensor inside. So when you turn on the tap, that flow sensor senses that there's flow and turns on the heat exchanger, the burner. And what happened is that got so clogged up that when she would open up that hot line, and it would never turn on. It would just flow through. And she said, I would just get a cold stream. Never even sense the water. So it would just flow through the heat exchanger, come right out, cold water. Wouldn't even turn on the burner.
So you got
it was so built up with calcium. And
you got this $4,000 and $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000 piece of equipment hanging on your wall that someone else has plumbed in here. And we'll talk about softeners. We're going to do a school on that next week. We'll talk about that another time. Go back and watch last week's show. I think we talked about softeners. But They should have offered her something to protect this thing. They didn't. She hasn't flushed it. Now she's got this big expensive piece of equipment that does nothing. There's no value in that. So flushing it continues to allow the unit to produce the original value that they paid for. And that's the big, like, what's the point in driving, you know, owning a car and it's got four flat tires? There's no point in that. All right. So Lance, are you all set up tonight to show us how to flush a tankless?
I'm set up, ready to rock and roll. Now, there's different ways to do this. I'm going to show the most common way is with white vinegar. This is safe for the customer. You can buy this at any Walmart, any hardware store pretty much has vinegar, anywhere that sells food. And it's safe. You know, it's not going to burn the individual. It's going to go in and it's going to be fine. Now, they make chemicals out there as well, CF. The reason I'm not showing those chemicals tonight is some chemicals are more caustic than others to individuals. And if it's not used properly and flushed properly, it can burn somebody's skin. So you got to really be careful with what chemicals you're getting. My guys will use chemicals, but I've really taught them how to use it to flush it out afterwards. I mean, we let it flow for a good 5-10 minutes before we even let it turn back on to go into the hot water heater. So you've really got to be careful with that. Now there is Flow Aid, this one right here, makes a non-caustic chemical that will speed it up a little bit more. The only difference is you got to let it run a little bit longer. That's the only difference. If you're in a hurry to get in and out of the house, then you might want to look into the caustics. But like I said, got to be careful with it because it can burn somebody's skin if they're not careful. So we're going to show vinegar because we know for a fact that's not going to burn anybody's skin. It's going to be good for the cleaning of it. Now remember, vinegar, it's acidic, right? So it'll come in and it'll tear up all that calcium buildup inside that heat exchanger. And right here, what we're worried about mostly, you have your primary and your secondary heat exchanger. We're really worried about that primary because that's where it's getting the most intense heat because that burner's coming down right on top of it. This is a Navion, and I left it with the clear screen so you could see what was I'm talking about here. But it's burning down, and that's where your intense heat is. And we know that intense heat and hard water, it's like a magnet. That intense heat, that hard water calcium buildup is going to stick right to that heat. So as it's going through those channels, and it looks like a honeycomb inside there, as it's going through there, it's going to just stick right to the sidewalls. So and what you're trying to do.
And a lot of times what you'll tell a homeowner, what I'll tell in this scenario, I'll tell a homeowner is like, look, this heats up. I don't know if you ever noticed, but it almost looks like hard noodles on the bottom of a boiling pot of water, like half shelled little hard noodles. And the homeowner the will usually go, yeah, I've seen that. And I'm like, well, that's what that is. So keep going.
Yeah, it'll stick right to the bottom of a pot. So that tells you how bad it is. Now, obviously a water softener, conditioning, scale management system will help decrease that and actually eliminate it. If you're using a softener, but this is if you don't have that situation. So you're going to come in, and I even tell customers with a softener, it's just a good idea to do it. The manufacturer recommends doing a clean once a year on these. So why not do it? You know, and that's where your service agreement can come in. I even actually, on the first year of a tankless water heater, will offer a first year clean. We'll really come back in 1 year and clean it for them That's just part of the service. So it's however you want to do it. It's extra money. But you just basically take that, open up that that vinegar, pour it into a – I use a five-gallon bucket. I'm not going to show the sides because I'm not promoting anybody. And just a regular sump pump, okay? Now, this is going to be really easy if you've installed the tankless water heater correctly. And what I mean by that is tankless water heaters should be installed with what they call isolator valves. And there's been times where we've gone in, Chris, and we've found that the installer never installed isolator valves. So which we'll install the isolator valve and do a clean at the same time.
Which is a big reason why, as we talked beforehand, I really like the idea of vinegar, because when you run into these situations where you don't have these isolation kits on them, you're going to flush whatever you put into that system is going to go through the whole home. So you need to make sure that if you're going to use a harsh caustic chemical, you're going to really want to make sure that you flush all that out. You know, I've got 8 kids. If you come into my home and you flush my tankless water heater and you don't get all that stuff out and it harms one of my kids, I mean, the idea of protecting the tankless now goes out the window. Now I'm concerned with protecting my kid. And so don't turn this into protecting one to sacrifice the other kind of thing. Make sure you are properly trained when you're using these chemicals, as you had mentioned already.
Absolutely. Make sure you read the instructions and follow them to the T, because it'll tell you how long to run the water to get those chemicals out. But like I said, if you want to be safe, it just takes a little bit longer. I'll go with white vinegar. And I do 2 gallons of white vinegar in the bucket, and then I'll run it for a good 45 minutes to an hour. And while I'm doing that, I'll actually go around and check the rest of the home. I'll do a little mini inspection for them, so it's not killing their time. But basically what you're going to do if you have the isolator valves is you're going to shut off your yellow side. You're going to open up the little valve on the front, and that's got a hose hookup to it. Now, you're on the cold side because it's color-coded, right? Blue for gold, red for hot. You're going to hook the pump up to the cold side, okay? And the reason you want to put the pump on the cold side is you want to pull that water through the system. So basically, you're pushing it up with the pump, and then you're pulling it back through with the pump of the force. So you're basically creating a big circle with that submersible pump. So basically, you're going to hook your hose to that. We use laundry hoses. Just basically a stainless steel laundry hose. Okay. You're going to unplug the power. Do not run this with the machine on. Unplug the power before you do any of this. And basically that's going to create it from not turning on. Okay. Once it senses flow, it's going to turn on. You do not want to turn it on. You want it just to run and run and run and just hit on that chemical or that hardness. You're going to hook that hose from the pump onto the cold side. So like right here, I've got my pump. Fill it up in the bucket. Hook that up to the cold side.
I will say they make kits for everyone wondering. Zoeller, I know for a fact, makes a kit where basically it's just a plug and play. And it's got the pump already built. Everything's all built in for you. It's got the cables in it. So for those that are like, man, what were all the parts he just used? Look it up. Tankless flush kit right from Zoeller. You'll get exactly what you need.
Yeah, if you're doing it on a regular basis, just buy the stuff. I mean, we're doing these on a weekly basis. So, I mean, it's like worth it just to have the sump pump, the bucket and everything. And we have a dedicated bucket just for tankless water heater cleans. And the guys know in the shop that that's just the tankless water heater clean bucket. You don't touch it unless you're doing a tankless water heater clean.
There's some guys that completely agree with you. First of all, Carmen LaCosta says, what's up, Lance?
What's up,
William Noss says, sediment in tanks get very bad. Some cities have poor water quality. And he says, one free flush with every install. Tanner says, Lance and I have seen firsthand why you want to flush the tankless. We've almost had a sand-type material coming through the faucets on the hot side. Tankless was never flushed. And then Brandon says, part of our maintenance contracts keep a healthy system. So it's absolutely imperative to the system. All right, keep going.
Okay, so you're going to hook up the pump to the cold. You're going to hook up the other hose to the hot side and just dump it back in your bucket. So it's just going to sit in that bucket, okay? And literally, it's just going to pump, and it's going to circulate through that heat exchanger and keep going. And like I said, with vinegar, you want to go about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your hardness. If the person's got a softener, if they got a scale management system, you may not need to go as long. What I do is I watch the bucket. When it starts changing a color, I know it's about time to stop that pump. We're good to go, because that change of color shows that it's actually starting to take that stuff off and put it back in the bucket. So there's another step to doing a flush, Chris, that a lot of guys miss. Most of your tankless water heaters will have filters built into them. You need to make sure that you take out those filters and you're cleaning those as well. I take like a little, like a toothbrush with nylon bristles, and I'll just clean the side of it off underneath the tap water. And then I put it all back together and we flush it through. Now I'll flush it through with my chemical. We'll run it for about 5 minutes of just straight water, dumping it into the bucket, dumping the bucket down the drain, and just keep doing that until we get all that chemical out. But if you're using vinegar, it shouldn't take very long, because that's safe to the skin and ain't going to hurt nobody. So once you get it diluted, you're okay to go.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, that's a good point. And Carmen LaCosta says, what do you guys think of a tankless and well water? Absolutely. Now, here's the thing with tankless in any water. You got to check the water condition. That's tankless in any water. Now, well water is a well-known fact. You're going to need to put some sort of system on it in front of that tankless. You are not going to be able to ever install a tankless onto a well and think that that's just going to fly. Because here's the reason. The well is not, when the well's pulling that groundwater up, it's pulling other minerals. A lot of times you'll see iron in the water, especially with the well. Those go hand in hand. And iron is actually a thicker, bigger material, matter. It's matter, kind of like a thicker sand, I guess, if you want to try to think of it that way. But in either case, what actually happens is that will not, that will clog up the softener, and it will definitely clog up the tankless, but it'll clog up the softener, believe it or not. And so what you have to do is you have to get an iron. So you get a two tank. They're actually three tank systems. It's an iron tank. It'll be one head, one clack head with an iron tank, and then a resin tank. The iron's removed. It passes through the resin tank over to the salt tank. Then that's when the ionization takes place, back through to the resin to polish it off, and then sends it into the system. Well, that's a lot of stuff happening right there. And so if you just remove that system and then go straight into the tankless, that's not happening. And there's a reason all that needs to happen. And so, you know, I think softeners have been considered a myth for a lot of people. Water filtration, it's somebody else's deal. I'm going to tell you right now, water filtration is probably the most needed thing on a plumbing system and probably one of the most profitable things on a plumbing system. Mm-hmm. And so it's unfortunate that we missed that. But Carmen asked a really good question. Tankless is for everybody, but the water condition needs to be dealt with before it even gets to a regular water heater too, right? Like we got these problems with anti-rods, having to swap out anti-rods and put in unique anti-rods for well water. There's a reason. Like there's a reason why people get that smell when they have an anti-rod on well water and then they have to get the right one. And people at home are like, what's he talking about? Do your research. This is a common problem. Everybody they learn plumbing once and they assume it stays the same. It does not stay the same because they realize that they did something wrong. CPVC was the greatest thing on earth until it wasn't. So let's be honest here. They don't always hit a home run in the industry. So we got to go back and keep up to date and stay informed.
I would give one point, Chris, on the well water and tankless water here. Make sure that your tankless can adapt to a switch. A pump switch, because there are some tanklesses that won't adapt. So
that
Navion has a special. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. That tankless will behind you.
Yeah, Navion's got a special switch just for that pump switch. So you just do need to do your research. But yet you definitely can put a tankless on a pump. On a well pump. I just did it last year. We had a whole bunch of filtration system in front of it. And in fact, we even had a ginormous RO system in front of it, but we put a tankless on a well system.
Yeah. So that's the key with these tanklesses is treating the water. Obviously you got to flush them for a reason. I mean, this stuff is happening for a reason. So you got to make sure that you're taking care of these systems. You really want to take care of them before we get to a problem. Doesn't necessarily mean that the flush doesn't need to happen. It just means when you flush it, you want to take as much crap out of it. And hopefully you're getting a filter, a quality water filtration system one that's removing everything. And then in that case, you flush it, general maintenance, move on, and you've got a really good system on your hands. Oh, Lance, thanks so much. Yep. As usual, bringing the heat. I do want to say, Lance, before you go, I forgot to do something, this giveaway that we're doing for everyone. So I'm going to do that tonight. Is that all right?
Let's do it.
Everybody at home, anybody want to win a $25 Visa gift card? Would anybody like to do that? Boom, boom, boom. Now, we do this on our show quite often. We do a Visa gift card. We do some sort of giveaway. We're increasing that as we go along. I noticed tonight that Facebook, we're switching softwares. Facebook had us up to like 25, 26, and then they cut it. I got bumped off the show. I'm sure a lot of people got bumped off the show. Seems to be happening. But if we can get this thing to rock and roll up to 75, we're going to do another $200 gift card giveaway when that happens. If we get to 75, all you got to do is send in the number of viewers that are watching live, and we will send that gift card out to you if you're the winner. But tonight, we're going to do a $25 Visa gift card. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys a question at home. Lance brought up something earlier. He said that there was a lot of different products that you could use to flush out the tankless, but there's one that's safe and always safe and can always be used. Might take a little longer, might be a little bit harder, but this is a product that you can get from anywhere. I would like to see if anybody knows that answer. If you could type that into the comments right now, we'll pick one of you to win this $25 Visa gift card. Lance, is there anything you want to say before we hop off tonight in regards to the water, tankless water heater and taking care of it as far as these flushes go?
Hey, you know what? You want to give your customer a machine that will last for the 15 years plus. I mean, the warranty on a Navion is 15 years, and that flush is the way to do it.
100%, guys. And this is, look, don't do your research. Don't not offer these products because we don't know about them. Don't stay away from these because we're uneducated. Get educated, get informed so you can educate and inform your customer. They need to know. Don't sell a tankless to someone and then they don't ever get it flushed because you never told them they should get it flushed. You need to know. It's on you. Ron Bergman in the house. Frankie Lamelli, Carmen LaCasa, Jason Sunkel, everybody. Robert Avila, GB says, great show. Good to see you, my man, GB in the house. Ron, that is not the right answer. Terry Kennedy with the answer. And our fine producers in the back are going to tell us who won with our winner. Who's that going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? We'll give him a second here to tell us. And while we're waiting on that, type ebook if you want the ebook. Also, the ebook is really there to help you guys. And then also the school that's coming up next week, Mr. Pizza Pizza. I feel like we lost our producers. Like, I feel like we're the only ones on the show right now, Lance. Did they, like, somehow get kicked off? There we go. Jason Circle in the house. We have a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. $25 Visa gift card. All you have to do, Jason, to get this gift card is give up your first child. We need your social security number. I'm totally joking. All we need you to do is email us. Email us. ODA Maker, the best flush solution. And I think that my boy Lance wanted to actually promote that product tonight, and I wouldn't let him. You are right, William. You are right. Jason in the house. Jason, email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Send in your email address and we will send you a Visa gift card digitally through email. It works just like any other Visa gift card. You'll love it. It's amazing. But it's really easy to get it to you. So you won. You won. You did it. And then Terry says, Fresh and Lance, great value, great show. Thank you, sir. Thanks for watching. Thanks to all of you for watching. Be sure to catch the shows because I do giveaways. We give away value. I don't know anywhere else on the planet you can go watch 30 minutes of internet and potentially win a $25 Visa gift card, be given all these tools and information and knowledge to help you guys go make more money in your trade and career. And at the same time, somehow, if you apply this, you give the customer a better experience. We're just trying to make the people better one call at a time. The world better. Lance, thanks for jumping on the show with us tonight.
No problem, buddy.
For those watching the show, listen, we got some really cool stuff coming up here in the next couple weeks. Make sure you're watching the show. We got the school coming up. We got all this other stuff. We got a new studio being built right now. And we've got a lot of other cool things happening. For those that are in the weekly trainings, that training program is being revamped. And we've got even more coming. But the good news is the price ain't changing. We're going to keep it at the same price we've always had it at. I just want to give you guys more. I love you. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for everyone this last year that's watched the show, done the trainings, had me to your shop. I was just at a shop today. Another great example of what happens when someone takes their dream, takes their passion, and does something with it. That's what I love about small business. That's what I love about entrepreneurship. Guys, I love you. And remember, as always, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.